American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you for tuning in. On today's show, back-to-back episodes of Box 13. A show about an author who looks for inspiration for his stories by placing an ad in the paper for adventures. What could go wrong? And don't forget to check out Volume 1 in the archives. And while you're messing around there, be sure to follow and rate the show. And also check out the description for links for everything about the show. Websites, email, social media, and even a shop. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Box 13, with the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd, as Dan Holliday.
Box 13, Box 13, Box 13, Box 13, Box 13.
Copy, boy.
Hiya, Mr. Holliday.
What do you say?
Where's that society page, please?
Hiya, Holliday.
Hiya.
Jerk the first paragraph in that Simmons story.
Hiya, Sam.
How are you? Hiya, Susie.
Hiya, Mr. Holliday.
What's in Box 13? You are listening to Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. Now for Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. Well, here I am again, standing at the want ad counter of the Star Times, looking for what? An idea for a story. I could have stayed here as a reporter. I could have been searching for facts. Instead, I'm fumbling for fiction. Instead of a blonde, I'm meeting a deadline. Instead of Chanel number 5, I'm heading for a sniff of printer's ink. Holliday, you're a dope.
Mr. Holliday.
What's that, Susie?
I said there's a letter in Box 13 for you. It's special.
Special?
Special delivery. It was mailed only a couple of hours ago. Something like that could be important.
Could be.
Could be adventure.
Could be.
Could be a girl.
Could be. By the way, Susie, how come you're working so late this evening?
Oh, my boss asked me to. He's paying me overtime. Time and three quarters.
Time and three quarters?
Mm-hmm. I held out for double time when he offered me time and a half.
Well, what happened?
Oh, we effected a compromise.
Goodbye, Susie. Special delivery, huh? Well, this could be very important. Also, it couldn't. Well, come on, open it up, Holliday. You haven't got all night. I'm in terrible trouble. Please come to room 718 at the Bradford Hotel. Hurry. Signed, Agatha Marsh. That sounds urgent.
Who are you, young man? What do you want?
I'm the man from Box 13. I'm looking for Agatha Marsh.
I'm Agatha Marsh. Come in, come in.
You're Agatha Marsh?
But don't stand there with your mouth open. Never can tell who might be snooping around the hall. Find a chair and sit down. Now, what's your name?
Dan Holliday.
Well, Mr. Holliday, I don't believe in drinking or I'd offer you one, but I have got some sauerkraut juice in my thermos bottle.
No, thanks, it's the same.
I like you, Mr. Holliday. I liked your ad in the paper. Adventure wanted. We'll go any place, do anything. It was just what I needed.
Well, thanks again.
Now then, what's your charge?
Charge?
For helping me, your fee.
Oh, that. No charge, Miss Marsh.
Are you trying to be chivalrous?
No, you see, I'm a writer. I'm looking for ideas. If I get a good idea, I consider I've been well paid.
Well, that seems a little silly.
Might I ask just what your trouble is?
Oh, you don't think a girl my age could get into trouble, do you?
Well, you look like a very charming old... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, lady, let's not beat around the bush. Now, no doubt you want to know a few things about me.
Well, that would be very interesting.
Yes, well, I live in Muncie, Indiana, alone. I've got a big house and an independent income. Every year I go someplace for a vacation, and this year I came here.
Is that all?
Isn't that enough?
But the letter you wrote me, you said you were in terrible trouble.
Well, I am. If anyone ever finds out about this, I don't know what'll happen.
Finds out about what?
Come over here to the closet. I want to show you something. Look. On the floor.
Well, that's a dead man lying there. Well, this would make a good opening chapter for a story. Young man goes to help charming old lady who is in terrible trouble. Terrible trouble turns out to be a corpse. Corpse? Hey, wake up, Holliday. This is the real thing.
Now do you believe me, young man?
When did you find him?
Just before I wrote you that letter.
Before you wrote the letter? Well, that's hours ago.
I know, but what could I do?
What could you do? Miss Marsh, you could call the police.
And get my name in the papers? Have all the folks back in Muncie know there was a dead man in my room? Oh, no.
Miss Marsh, listen to me, please. There's a dead man in that closet. There's a law about dead men. We have to notify the police immediately. You can go to jail for hiding a body.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
But, Miss Marsh, look at this man. He's been shot at close range. There are powder burns on his coat.
I know. I examined him before I wrote you. You see, I read all the current detective stories.
Detective stories? This isn't a story. This is the real thing.
I know. Why don't you try to prove that I did it?
With what? A cap pistol? Now, you're a nice person, Miss Marsh, but this is going to be tough.
But don't get so excited. A girl my age could kill a man if she wanted to. Rub him out, as they say in the murder mysteries.
Please, Miss Marsh, be sensible. You've got a murdered man in your closet. Now pick up that phone and call the police right away.
Mr. Holliday, in all seriousness, I can't do it. Think of what my lifelong friends would say.
Yes, yes, I know. It doesn't look good.
I can see the headlines now. Prominent Muncie pioneer woman found with dead body in hotel. Oh, please, Mr. Holliday, help me.
Well, I don't know. This is a little out of my department.
Just this once, Mr. Holliday. I've never asked for help before. I'm an old woman.
Well, all right. What do you want me to do?
I want you to help me get rid of the body.
Get rid of the body? Now, look, Miss Marsh, you're not serious. You didn't mean that.
No, you don't know me. I fully intend to get rid of that body.
Okay, go right ahead. It's your course.
And you're going to help me.
No, I'm sorry. Try a bellhop.
And have him snitch to the desk clerk. Besides, you advertised for adventure.
But this isn't adventure. It's a nightmare. Come on, Miss Marsh. Let me notify the police.
Now, there's a broom closet down the hall.
That's very interesting. I just remember, I'm meeting someone in the lobby.
I'd take the body there myself, but I'm not strong enough.
Goodbye, Miss Marsh.
I'll scream.
Go right ahead.
The hotel detective will show up.
Just a man I'd love to see.
And I'll tell him you kill that man.
Oh.
Now, will you help me?
Suppose we get caught.
Then you'll help me.
Now, wait a minute.
You said we. Now, I'll open the door and watch the hall. Case the joint, as they say in the mysteries. And then you whisk the body into the closet. You're strong. You can do it.
Oh, sure. I'm strong, all right. But not in the head. Oh, this can't be happening to you, Holliday. You can't be dragging a body down the hall of the Bradford Hotel. You know better. And as soon as you can get away from this charming but cracked old gal, you're going to talk to the police.
Harry. I'll open the closet door. Put him in right there. Stick him in good. Here we are.
I must be crazy.
Oh, good. Now back into my room before anybody sees us. There. Wasn't that easy?
Easy, she says.
Well, I must say you carry out your part very well.
What's next in this little scheme of yours, Miss Marsh?
Why, don't you know? We have to find out who killed that Michael O'Brien.
You know who he is?
Well, I do now. I went through his pockets. Frisked him, as they say in the stories.
Well, that cuts it. You stay here. I'm going downstairs. Who's that?
Just keep cool. I'll handle everything.
Oh, I can't believe this. It just can't happen.
My name is Kling, Lieutenant, Homicide Bureau.
Oh, come in, won't you?
I intend to. Holiday, what are you doing here?
Hello, Lieutenant.
Oh, do you two know each other?
Never mind the social chatter. I thought this was some kind of a gag. Now I'm sure of it. Holiday, just what are you trying to dream up?
If I told you, Kling, you'd never believe me.
Sit down, Lieutenant. Can I get you some sauerkraut juice?
Well, I don't mind if... some what?
Sauerkraut juice.
No, thanks. Now listen, somebody, some crackpot phoned in a tip that there was a dead man in this room.
Why, Lieutenant, how can you say such things?
Lieutenant, now listen.
You'll be quiet. Miss Marsh, mind if I have a look around?
Not at all. Here's the closet. Now then, you can see for yourself, Lieutenant, there's nobody there.
Yeah. I got your name from the desk clerk, Miss Marsh. Maybe you better tell me about yourself.
I can tell you all about it.
I was talking to Miss Marsh. Are you Miss Marsh?
Right now, I think I'm dead.
You will be if you keep interrupting me. Go ahead, Miss Marsh. Tell me about yourself.
Certainly. I live in Muncie, Indiana. I arrived this morning for a 2-week vacation. I'm well known back there, and you can find out everything about me if you care to wire.
How did you happen to meet Mr. Holiday here?
Look, Lieutenant, if you'll permit me to tell you...
I'm asking the lady.
I went to school with his mother. That's what I did.
Huh? See. Well, I guess it was the work of some would-be comic. But I had to investigate it just the same.
Well, of course you do.
Oh, but Kling, listen.
Goodbye, Miss Marsh. So long, Holiday.
But Kling, wait, I want to go with you.
Why don't you two have a fast game of hearts?
Mr. Holiday, wasn't that thrilling? Just like in the magazines.
Miss Marsh, you're going to stay in this room until I get Kling back here.
Oh, no. I want to solve this case myself.
I wonder how Kling found out that... Miss Marsh.
Yes.
I'm not the suspicious type, you understand, but a little bird, a tiny little bird, has intimated that perhaps you might know who tipped off the lieutenant.
Of course I know. It was I.
What in the world are you doing?
I made the call from the corner drugstore a little while ago. I wanted to throw the lieutenant off the trail, like they say.
You know what I say?
No, what?
You're going down to police headquarters and tell the truth.
Oh, just a second. Excuse me, please. Yes? Yes, this is Miss Marsh. Oh, you did. I thought so. Yeah, should have had 817 instead of this room. Oh, no, don't bother. I like it here. I knew it all the time.
What did you know?
That was the room clerk. He got my reservation mixed up. I was supposed to get 817, and I got 718 instead.
You mean the person who killed Michael O'Brien wanted to get back in here to remove the body? No, it doesn't sound reasonable.
No, it doesn't. Well, guess who was supposed to get this room?
Never mind, we're going to police headquarters.
It was Tony Bascari.
Tony Bascari? He's the biggest racketeer in town. He's dynamite. Miss Marsh, he's deadly.
I know, Mr. Holiday, and I love it.
Oh, no.
You are listening to Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holiday. Now back to Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holiday.
It's 2:00 in the morning, and I can't go to sleep. Oh, that little old girl has me worried to death. She wouldn't go to the police headquarters, and when I went down and talked to Kling, he acted as though it were a big joke and sent me on my way. Hello.
This is Agatha Marsh.
Now what? Where are you?
At the hotel. I went up to see Tony Basquiat.
You what? Miss Marsh, don't you know that's the worst thing you could have done?
I had a talk with him. I put the heat on him, as they say in the murder mysteries.
And you're still alive?
I accused him of killing that O'Brien man. I came right out with it. But of course, he wouldn't admit a thing.
What did you expect him to do, break down and confess?
Well, I think I've got him on the run. But I'm worried.
Oh, if I had Tony Basquiat on the run, I'd be worried, too.
Because when I came back, I discovered someone had searched my room.
Will you call the police? You should have done it a long time ago.
Oh, no, 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 I couldn't. I want you to come over right away.
At 2 in the morning?
Mr. Holliday, someone's trying my door.
Hang up quick. Call the room clerk.
But, Mr. Holliday, I'd...
Hurry, I said. That dear little meddlesome old fool. In your clothes, Holliday, because here we go again. And don't forget your Boy Scout badge. You'll make the Beaver Patrol tonight. The clerk said she hadn't called the desk. I wonder... No, she would have screamed. Someone would have heard her. It's open. Cleaned out completely. No Miss Marsh, no clothes, no nothing. Not even a piece of notepaper. Hey, what's this? Paper airplane. Like the ones I used to make in school. But why should she be making paper airplanes? Airplanes. The airport, that's where they took her. Keep that motor running, I'll be right back. Not many people around this hour of the night. Oh, there she is. And the man with her has his hand in his pocket, and I don't think it's there because it's cold. What I need now is a little fast talk and a little faster action. Okay, I'll take over from here.
Who are you? What are you talking about?
The old doll. Basquiat wants her back.
Basquiat told me to put her on a plane. I'm doing it.
Yeah? Changed his mind. He wants her back.
I don't think so. Besides, I never saw you before.
I tell you, if you don't turn her over, Basquiat might get sore.
When he called me?
It's only a half hour ago.
I was still at the hotel. He could have called...
And spilled everything over our phone. You nuts?
This don't sound right.
Yeah, forget it. I'm taking the old doll back with me.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna call Tony first.
Go ahead, stupid. Get your ears burned off.
Who are you calling stupid? Show me something that'll prove Tony sent you.
Got a match?
Stop stalling. This is a gun in my pocket. Let's talk to Tony.
Yeah, I've got some matches here.
Thanks.
Here.
Oh!
Get him, Mr. Holliday, quick. I'm coming. Oh, not so fast. Oh, I'm not as young as I used to be.
You should have remembered that before you got mixed up in this. Come on, get in.
Won't you push?
Driver, get out of here fast. What did you do to that guy anyway?
I struck him with my hatpin.
I might have guessed it. Now, Miss Marsh, what happened at the hotel?
Well, I hung up when I heard him trying the door, but I was too late. The door was unlocked.
So it was Tony Basquiat, huh? He wanted you out of town fast.
Oh, but they were very nice to me.
You can thank your lucky stars for that. Usually, Basquiat's enemies wind up in some ditch.
I didn't see him again. That man, the one you knocked out at the airport, he was the one who came in my room.
Well, you must have the goods on Basquiat. You must have killed this man or had him killed. But why didn't he take him out of the hotel right away?
But there was a convention there last night. The whole place was literally crawling with people.
Oh, that's the reason. Oh, that paper airplane. That was fast thinking, Miss Marsh.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, now we can go back to Basquiat. We've got the goods on him. We can crack the case like they say in the murder mysteries.
Miss Marsh, I've got news for you. We're not going to see Basquiat.
We're not? Well, where are we going?
You'll hate me, I know, but it's the police station. Well, Holliday, what happens now? You've taken Miss Marsh to Kling's office. She looks at him. He nods her into his private office. And suddenly she comes out smiling. You try to leave, only Kling stops you.
You stay here, Holiday.
Kling, you can't let her walk the streets alone. Baskari will get her.
Forget it. I got a man tailing her.
Okay, but what happened in that office? What did she tell you?
Plenty, my friend. She preferred charges against you.
She preferred charges against me? Now, what are you talking about?
Kidnapping.
I kidnapped her?
You took her off the plane by force, didn't you?
Listen, Kling, that little old lady is a whodunit happy. She'll get herself killed. There really was a body in the hotel, you know.
Look, Holiday, do you know what you're saying?
Sure, I know what I'm saying. There really was a body in that hotel.
Holiday, why didn't you tell me?
I tried to, twice. Once in the room and the last time when I came in here.
Now think, Holiday, carefully. Where is the body?
In a broom closet down the hall. I put it there.
You put it there?
Yes, I put it there.
Holiday, get out of here.
Well, Holiday, now you're fixed. Even Kling looked at you like those things in your belfry weren't bats. They're more like eagles. But you're in it now, so you've got to follow through. And that indicates a fast ride over to the Bradford Hotel. Oh, clerk. Hey, clerk.
Yes?
I'd like to find out who occupied Agatha Marsh's room the day before she did.
That question is highly irregular.
Oh? Then here's a $10 bill that's highly regular.
Oh, let me think. She has 718. She checked in day before yesterday.
Yes?
The man who had the room before that was a traveling salesman. In lady suits, I believe.
He must have cut quite a figure. She must be in this hotel someplace. Her room's empty, but she must be around. But where? What are you worrying about, Holiday? You couldn't wait to get rid of her. Now you can't wait to get her back. You're a character who belongs back in the Middle Ages with a tin union suit for cold nights. She'll probably show up safely with that detective tailing her. The broom closet. Wonder if the dead man is still in there. He must be. Kling hasn't showed up yet.
Oh, hello, Mr. Holiday.
Miss Marsh, what happened? How'd you get in that closet?
Isn't this thrilling?
No, it isn't.
There was a detective trailing me, but he was knocked unconscious. Sapped, as they say in the murder mysteries.
And you were brought up here?
By the same man who tried to put me on the plane. He hit the detective, put me in the car, and brought me here.
Well, you two, why are we playing now? And where is the man I put on you, Miss Marsh?
He was hit over the head, Lieutenant, but I'm sure he's all right now.
This the closet where you said the body was?
Was, it's right, Lieutenant.
Now, let me take a look. You know what I think, Holiday?
What?
I think both of you crackpots are making this all up. I don't believe there ever was a body.
Kling, you have my word for it.
Your word doesn't mean as much as a Chinese dollar.
Kling, listen. They brought her back here, locked her up. They took the body away, didn't they, Miss Marsh?
Probably going to sink it in cement, as they say in the murder mysteries.
Vascari's in his room. I'll bet. Go up and talk to him.
Surely. Put the heat on him.
Just once more, I'll play with you kiddies. Come along.
Where?
Miss Marsh's room. I'm locking you pixies in till I get to the bottom of this.
Kling's been gone 15 minutes. I wonder what's happening up there.
Not much. I haven't heard any shooting.
No, that's... haven't heard any... In that case, how could a man be shot here and that shot not be heard?
Well, it's very easy, Mr. Holiday. The killer would use this.
Oh, Miss Marsh, now where'd you get that gun?
Just took it out of the drawer. It was here all the time.
Well, put it down until Kling returns.
But I just want to show you why the shot wouldn't be heard.
What do you mean?
Would you excuse me, please? You see this bath towel, Mr. Holiday?
Yes, what about it?
Well, a smart person would take the gun like this, wrap the bath towel around it like this.
You know, Miss March, you found out a lot since you came here.
Oh, yes, I've done all right since early this morning.
Early this morning? But the clerk said...
I talked to Tony Biscari and he said...
Kling, look out! Here, Miss March, give me that thing.
You shouldn't have moved, Mr. Holiday. I was really shooting at you.
What's this all about, Holiday? What was she doing with that gun in her hand?
She was going to kill me, just like she killed Michael O'Brien.
That little old lady, killing somebody.
Miss March, you did kill him, didn't you? Then you called me. And you got Kling to come up here and catch me dragging the body away. Only he came a little late, as usual.
Now, wait a minute, Holliday.
Then when you couldn't pin it on me, you tried to hang it on Tony Bascari. Now, what did you do with the body?
Dragged it back to the closet in this room.
Oh. And I suppose you sapped the detective who followed you, too.
It was easy. I got him to turn around and hit him over the head with my purse.
Why did you kill Michael O'Brien? Did you have something against him?
No, I never saw him before.
Then why kill a perfect stranger?
I saw a play once. I liked those ladies in that play. They killed lots of people. I wanted to also. Only I should have done it like the ladies.
You don't mean arsenic and old lace.
Yes, and I should have worn the lace and given you the arsenic.
Well, Holliday, you're back in your apartment again. The sun is shining through the window, a sun you might never have seen again. You know, I've got an idea for you, Holliday. Give up this business and go into something quiet, like night watchman in a cemetery.
Holliday.
Well, what's that, Kling?
They examined the old girl down at the psychopathic ward of the city hospital. She's batty as a loon.
You're telling me. I saw that in her eyes when she wrapped the towel around that gun. But what happened to Bascari and his stooge?
When she heard he was in the room above, she tried to pin the body on him.
Oh, so he tried to get her out of town in self-defense.
Mm. Holliday, you're a very lucky, lucky guy.
You can say that again and again.
And again.
Oh, just a minute.
Hello, Mr. Holliday.
Susie, what are you doing up here in my apartment? Why aren't you down at the Star Times?
Well, my boss and I have been talking about another compromise.
Another one?
He wants to fire me, and I want to quit.
Oh, but Susie, if you left the paper, what would I do for my mail?
I was thinking maybe you'd like to hire a good combination stenographer and secretary, huh?
That's you?
That's me.
Well, I don't know, Susie, but as they say in murder mysteries, I'll have to think it over.
You better think fast. Good help is hard to find.
Goodbye, Susie.
Next week, same time, Alan Ladd stars as Dan Holliday in Box 13. Alan Ladd appears through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures and may currently be seen in Wild Harvest. Box 13 is written and directed by Ted Hediger. Original music was composed and conducted by Rody Schrager. This is a Mayfair production.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Box 13. With the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
Box 13.
Holliday, why did you ever leave a soft job as a reporter to become a freelance writer?
or why did you ever advertise for adventure? Why? Well, it makes you feel like a kid with a box of Cracker Jacks. Now you can't stop. You might run across a juicy peanut or that grand prize that's supposed to come in each and every package. But you know by now that storylines like money don't grow on trees. Susie, where have you been?
You know where I've been, Mr. Holliday. Down for Star Times after the mail.
Oh, yes, the mail. What's in box 13?
Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. And now, Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
Box 13. I wish I'd never rented the thing. Wish I'd never even thought of it.
Mr. Holliday, you're early this morning.
Well, I had to see if my new secretary's on the ball.
You know, since you rescued me from that nut factory down to Star Times, I'd work my fingers off the elbows for you.
Awful. Now, take it easy, Susie. You'll need those elbows to lean on when things get dull around here.
Dull? Oh, things don't get dull around you, Mr. Holliday.
Hey, what's that you're writing, a love letter?
Yeah, it's a love letter to your publisher.
Uh-oh.
He wants to know, where are the chapters you promised for the new book?
And what are you telling him, Susie?
A lie. A big fat one.
Thanks.
By the way, where are those chapters, Mr. Holliday?
If I had them, my secretary would have lots of extra work. You don't like extra work, do you, Susie?
I don't like your worried look. When you don't have chapters, you have that look.
Oh, does it show so much?
Like a chinchilla coat in the dime store.
It's the hallmark of my profession, Susie. Say, what was in box 13 today?
Some goof wants you should fly to Mars with him in his homemade rocket.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. There was a ticket to a radio broadcast.
Radio broadcast?
Silky Soap presents Time for Drama, starring Jean Blake, 8 p.m. Federal Broadcasting Studios.
Now, who would want me to go to a radio show?
The advertising agency, maybe?
Those guys don't read adventure wanted ads. Too busy dreaming up singing commercials.
Someone wants you to go to that broadcast awful bad.
Yeah.
She wrote please in the back of her envelope.
She?
Yeah, she. And I don't like her taste in lipstick. The one she wrote this with is the color of blood.
And now you have returned, my darling. I am alive again. The wind is down, but still the seas run high.
Time for Drama has presented The Wind is Down, starring Jean Blake. In the cast were Robert Taylor as John, Agnes Sloan as Grandmother, and Marvin Masterson as the butler. This is FBC, the Federal Broadcasting Company.
Sorry, sir, we're closing the studio.
Huh? Oh, sure. I was meeting someone. They must have stood me up.
Someone in the cast, sir?
Yes, it could be.
I think they've all gone, but you might try the stage entrance.
Oh, thanks. How do I get there?
Around the back of the building, sir. Just opposite the parking lot.
You bold as a ring idiot. What? Where did you go?
Sorry, I didn't see you coming around the corner.
You autograph hounds always clutter up the entrance. For that, I'll not give you mine. Step aside. Oh, don't mind him, son. He's just an old ham. A has-been.
Oh, that's a heavy hunk of ham. Who is he, Pop?
His name's Marvin Masterson.
Not the Marvin Masterson.
Yep. He's washed up in pictures. Two on the stage, too. Does bits on the air now.
Say, didn't I see him play a butler on Time for Drama tonight?
Yep. How the mighty have fallen.
Say, Pop, you read that like an actor.
Was one once. Oh, not Mike Masterson, of course. But I can appreciate how he must feel.
Well, someone else did, too, when he said, "Fame, it is the flower of a day that dies when the next sun rises."
Yeah. You an actor, too, son?
No, writer.
The name wouldn't be Dan Holliday, would it?
Yes, why?
Got a message for you.
From whom?
Don't know. Found this note on my desk. If Mr. Dan Holliday comes around, ask him to go to the Mayfair restaurant.
Hey, what is this? I'm getting passed around like a collection plate.
When you catch up to her, give her a pencil. That lipstick smeared up my call sheet.
Ah, Monsieur Holliday, it is an honor to have you once more at Mayfair. You have deserted us too long.
Working hard, Henri?
Always. But tonight, you relax. You have fun, eh, Monsieur Holliday?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
A charming young lady waiting for you at your table.
Oh, I'd hoped you'd come, Mr. Holliday.
Why, you're Jean Blake.
Yes. I must talk with you.
We'll order later, Henri. Now, what is this all about?
Oh, I suppose I am being rather mysterious.
I'm used to mystery. Besides not owning a pencil, what's your problem?
Pencil?
Yes, that lipstick you write notes with comes off on things.
Oh. I'm in danger, Mr. Holliday. Grave danger.
Well, why come to me?
I know about you in Box 13. You advertise adventure wanted. Will go any place, do anything. I need help, so...
So?
Mr. Holliday, I'm going to be killed. I'll do anything you ask, but you must help me. You must.
Oh, no. Look, Miss Blake, I'm a writer, not a detective.
Hello, Monsieur Holliday.
Yes, Henri?
There's a call for you. May I plug in your phone?
A call? Oh, sure. Excuse me, please. Hello?
Aren't you, Mr. Holliday?
You must be psychic. Who is this?
If seeing into your future is being psychic, I suppose I am. You see, when I ring off, I know you will tell that beautiful young woman sitting next to you that you can't help her.
Oh?
Surprised?
Yeah, a little. What makes you so sure? That I don't see.
Something else you don't see is a gun. It's aimed precisely between your eyes. No, don't look around. You can't see it from there. But an expert marksman can see you. However, every move...
You're in this restaurant?
Help me.
But, Miss Blake,
you must. You simply must. Look, I'll pay you anything.
I don't want your money, Miss Blake. I want you to see the police.
You won't help me?
No.
That's final?
That's final.
Very well. Goodbye, Mr. Holliday.
Well, nice going, Holliday. A young woman in distress pleads for help, and what do? Send her out into the night alone. But you had to do it, so that madman on the phone wouldn't hurt somebody. Now you've got to find her, and fast. Henri? Henri?
Oui, Mr. Holliday?
That girl who just left, Jean Blake. Did you see where she went?
Oui, monsieur. She walked toward the park.
Well, this is the park, but no Jean Blake. Oh, there she is.
Miss Blake! Miss Blake, wait!
It's all right, Miss Blake. Dan Holliday.
Oh, but I thought...
No time for thinking. Get in my car quickly.
Oh, what can I do? What can I do?
Oh, now easy, Miss Blake. Take it easy. There, there. You'll be all right now. Come on, try to be calm. Will you tell me who's been threatening you? There's only one thing we can do.
What?
Go to the police. You can relax now, Holliday. You're off that hook. The Blake gal's probably back home, and you can bet they put a cop to stand guard at the door. Sure, Holliday, this would have made a great springboard for a yarn. But you're out of it now. So I'll just forget the whole thing. Anyway, what would you have done for the last chapter? Last chapter. Of course, if you should go back to the Mayfair for lunch tomorrow, you just might run across something interesting.
Aren't you Dan Holliday?
Yes.
The author? I thought as much. I've seen your pictures on dust jackets of your very exciting books. I'm a fan of yours.
Well, have a seat, Mr. Masters.
Ah, you recognize me. Have we bumped into one another before?
Well, I'd call it a near miss. But along with a few million others, I'd recognize you anyway.
Personally, I detest dining alone. Since no one was with you, I took the liberty.
My pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Hungry? Serve my dinner here.
Oui, monsieur.
Your voice is very distinctive, Mr. Masterson. Seems I've heard it just recently.
Of course. It was on the radio. I've been doing a bit of that, you know. Simply for amusement, of course.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I saw you on Jean Blake's show last evening. You played the butler.
Yes. I asked them not to credit me. He's just dabbling with radio. A new medium, you see.
Well, I'm sure the name Masterson means a great deal, even to the radio audience.
The public soon forgets.
I call Monsieur Holliday. The phone is connected.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Holliday. It's going to happen. I told you about it. I know it is. If only you could come now. No. No, don't shoot.
Hello. Hello. Good Lord.
Holliday. What's wrong?
Jean Blake. She's just been murdered.
You are listening to Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday. And now, back to Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
What a sleuth you turned out to be, Holliday. You sit in on a mutual admiration session with a tired old ham actor. And the gal you're trying to protect gets knocked off.
Hold it, Mac. Where do you think you're going?
To Miss Blake.
Miss Blake ain't seeing nobody.
Yeah, that's for sure. She's dead.
Dead? Are you crazy, mister? I've been here all the time.
Which part of the duplex is hers?
Upstairs. But you can't...
Come on.
that's it?
Yes, but I...
Come on, bust it in.
See what I mean?
Suicide, huh? What did she take?
Suicide. You better look again. She was shot.
That's impossible. I'd have heard something. I've been here 6 hours and I ain't heard no shot.
But there were 3 shots. I heard them just 15 minutes ago.
You heard them? You wasn't here 15 minutes ago. Or was you?
Were you?
I told you I'd been here 6 hours.
Didn't you leave for cigarettes or something?
I told you I'd been here.
Yeah, I know you've been here 6 hours. But who was around before I got here?
No one. That is, nobody but them.
Nobody but who?
The tenants of the other apartment. An old guy and his daughter, name of Masterson.
Masterson?
Look, Mac, you know too much about this. I'm holding you till I get the inspector down here.
Sure, when you phone in, tell headquarters to send along a magician's manual.
Huh?
You didn't hear any shots. This thing must have been done with mirrors.
Did you talk to Miss Blake after you left her last night?
No, not till she phoned me this noon, Inspector, at the restaurant.
She phoned you at the restaurant this noon?
Yeah, that's right. I was having lunch with a guy from downstairs, Marvin Masterson.
Well, I got news for you, Holliday. If you talked to anybody, it wasn't Miss Blake.
What do you mean?
She couldn't have telephoned you. She's been dead over 12 hours.
How about that? Holliday. Holliday, where's that good ear you're supposed to have? Sure, you would swear it was Miss Blake's voice. But she was dead 12 hours before. Look, Holliday, you're trying to find the last chapter. But even you couldn't write this one. But it was her voice. Come on now, think, Holliday. What did she say over the phone?
It's going to happen. What I told you about, I know it is. If only you could come now.
There was something else that came over that wire. Something a good ear would have picked up. Think, Holliday, think. What else did you hear over that phone? A clock. A clock sounding the Westminster Abbey chimes. I'm Dan Holliday.
Oh, yes. Good evening. Won't you come in?
I'm sorry to intrude.
Oh, not at all. Father told me he lunched with you this noon.
Oh, yes. Is your father at home?
No.
Oh.
Is there something I can do?
Oh, yes. Answer a few questions, if you will.
Well, if it's about that poor girl upstairs, the police have already questioned Father and me extensively. Poor Father. He was so upset he went out to our beach cottage for a few days.
I'd like very much to know...
Can't you get your information from headquarters?
No.
Why?
You see, I know more than the police do.
Isn't withholding evidence a crime, Mr. Holliday?
Yes. So is aiding and abetting a murder.
I'm afraid that's not very clear.
Some details are not clear to me. That's why I'm...
Are you insinuating that...
No. I'm accusing.
Accusing whom of what?
A father and his daughter of murder and abetting a murder, respectively.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think so.
I get it. This is just a gag cooked up between you and my father. Well, it really isn't very funny.
It's no gag. Your father murdered Jean Blake. And I believe you helped him, Miss Masterson.
Yes.
And now I'm sure of it.
Is my silence that expressive?
No, but your clock strikes the Westminster chime.
Chime? I don't see what they've got to do with it.
I see several things. Your fancy record player, for one. It does have an attachment to make recordings, doesn't it?
Mr. Holliday, you have no right to ask questions. The police got all the information they wanted.
But not the evidence to convict Marvin Masterson. I know he's a murderer.
You'll have to prove that.
This noon over the phone, I heard Jean Blake calling for help. Then I heard the shot that killed her.
Well, if my father was dining with you at the time, how could he be the killer?
I heard the murder, but not at the time it was committed. It was you, Miss Masterson, who telephoned me at the restaurant.
Are you trying to say I'm clever enough to go through that shooting routine and then fake Jean Blake's voice over the phone?
It was Miss Blake's voice, all right. However, I heard it 12 hours after your father killed her in this apartment. Later, he carried her body upstairs.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Mind if I go through this collection of records? I should find the one Jean Blake was forced to cut on this machine before she was shot to death.
No, Joe, please, I...
Oh, you did play that record I heard on the phone.
Yes. But I thought it was a joke Father was playing on someone. He phoned me a few minutes before and told me what to do.
What did you think when you discovered Miss Blake was dead?
I was frantic. You see, Father warned me to forget all about the record. He refused to answer any of my questions. Mr. Holliday, my father can't be responsible for this tragedy. He's just a broken old man. He was the idol of millions for so long, and now they don't want him anymore. It's breaking his heart. Please. Please, I'm begging you to forget all about this, Mr. Holliday.
I thought you might be innocently involved. But I'm afraid you can't protect your father from a murder charge.
What will I do with him?
I'm sorry, Miss Masterson, but I'll have to take that back.
Don't touch that cabinet, Holliday.
Oh, you didn't like the beach, Masterson.
I didn't go. You're too clever to be out of my sight.
Being at this end of your gun might indicate otherwise.
But I don't like guns pointing at me. Hey, get out of the way.
He was going to shoot you.
Oh, you're so right. Fortunately, you got in the way. Are you convinced now that he killed Miss Blake?
Yes. I'm afraid I am. How did you know it was done here, not up in Jean's apartment?
Jean didn't have a clock, which strikes the Westminster Abbey chimes.
This is Box 13, starring Alan Ladd as Dan Holliday.
Station High. Tis a proud benedict. It boasts and begs. It begs arms of homage from the throng, and off the throng denies its charity.
Holliday.
What's that, Inspector?
I said that Masterson was a fool. Imagine his insane jealousy of a young performer leading him into a murder plot.
Oh, I know, but after all, look at it from Masterson's viewpoint. He'd been a great star, and now he was reduced to playing a bit. Support of a girl he considered an upstart.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad.
Yes, his thinking went awry on him. He figured if he got rid of her, they might rebuild the shore around him.
Yeah, the old boy was nutty as a peck of peanut brittle.
Well, Mr. Holliday, should I go over to Star Times and see what's in Box 13?
Oh, not this morning, Susie. Today we work.
Chapters for our publishers?
Chapters for our dear publisher.
Good. Oh, say, before we start, there's a letter here for you.
A letter? What's it say?
It's from the man who owns the apartment building where you live.
Yeah?
It says, your rent is past due. Get it up or get out.
Oh, fine.
Next week, same time, Alan Ladd stars as Dan Holliday in Box 13.
young lad appears through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures and may currently be seen in Wild Harvest. Box 13 is directed by Ted Hediger with an original story by Frank Hart Tossig. The part of Susie is played by Sylvia Picker. Original music was composed and conducted by Rudy Schrager. This is a Mayfair production.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.